Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight, Care 93.7. We're talking about Atchison. We're joined by boys basketball coach. That is Pat Battle. It is presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, your team right now sitting at 6-1. You did suffer the first loss of the year last week right out the gate against a very good Highland Park team, and I want to start there. You've seen some good competition so far this year, but Highland Park, one of the best teams in 5A, can certainly win a state championship this year. What was the talent level like between Highland Park and maybe everybody else you've played?
Well, you know, a lot of people talk about their talent, and they've got really good talent. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, what makes them, as now in the coaches' poll, what makes them number one in 5A is how well they share the ball and how well they defend. Coach Williams has got a really good thing going right there, and he's doing a great job with him. It's not just about athleticism. They're a good basketball team, and they understand the game. They understand how to play, and I really like the way they share the ball. They're so unselfish, and so I give them complete. You know, I tip my cap to them, and hopefully we'll find a way when we see them down the road to be a little bit better. But I thought we had a lot of good things happen against them too. That being said, even though we lost by 19, you know, the fact that we were able to hold them in the 60s was a good thing for us. Defensively, and there were some areas where we were able to attack. So, you know, you're never happy with a win, with a loss, but I felt that there's some things that we did that got better in that game.
Yeah, no doubt you could take a positive from that, you know, holding them to 60, which for most teams that's pretty good, but Highland Park going into that game had scored 80 multiple times and also a game in the 90s, so shows how good they are. You mentioned how they shared the basketball and just how athletic they are.
Yeah, and then they turned around and scored 107 against a good Sumner team. They're legit. They're a legit team. They're one of the best in the state.
Yeah, no
at any classification.
Yeah, no doubt. And how about your team was able to rebound? You know, you get a kind of an odd schedule change. You get a Wednesday night game last night. You have to go on the road against KC Wyandotte. A little bit of a change there, but your team's able to hold on. You get the win, 50-42. How nice to see that bounce back.
It was important for sure. And it was another one of those challenges that you get playing in our league. I mean, they're very athletic too. They're physical. Wyandotte is a place where traditionally we kind of struggled, especially shooting the ball. I'm trying to figure that one out still. And when I do, I might sell a book on it. But we found ways to grind it out, and the kids stuck together, so that was good.
You got midseason tournament time next week, competing at the Thunder Classic, and you do get a tune-up game before that with a game tomorrow night at home against KC Washington. What's the scouting report look like there?
More of the same. I mean, Washington's very athletic. They'll play man-to-man. They'll play a little bit of 2-3. They've got playing 9 or 10 guys. They've got some kids who can shoot it. I mean, it's going to be another dogfight, and that's life in the Meadowlark League. I mean, and it doesn't, regardless of what those records look like. There's not a bad team in our league, and so in fact, I think they're all. I really feel that outside of now, I think Highland Park and by what they've done, you know, recently, I think we can say that they're kind of in a class by themselves in our league. But then I think anywhere else from 2 through 7 is capable of winning.
There it is, Pat Battle, Atchison boys basketball coach, coming off a win against KC Wyandotte last night. Now they're back to it tomorrow night at home against KC Washington before taking part in the Thunder Classic coming up next week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.